It's important to realize that while UH is a great proxy for potential storm intensity, it's only as good as its parent CAM forecasts. In this example, the very high UH tracks from northeastern Montana into northwestern and central North Dakota align closely with verifying storm reports, but an isolated tornadic supercell in southwestern North Dakota had little support from HREF updraft helicity forecasts. This is likely because there was weaker forcing and stronger capping in the warm sector over southwestern North Dakota, which led to a weak and inconsistent signal for initiation in CAMS. This goes to show that verification of UH signals can vary spatially even within a singular case.